Hi there, and welcome to this week's House Price Report with me, Lisa Fenter.
And myself, David Marshall.
And we're here from ESPC bringing you a look back at what the property market's been doing. So, Dave, can you tell us a bit about what was different in this month's House Price Report?
I think what we've seen over the last 3 months is basically something of a continuation of trends that we've seen indeed over the last year, which is that the number of homes selling is higher than it was at this stage last year. We're also now starting to see more properties coming onto the market. The one thing that has perhaps changed is that the rate of growth in buyer activity has started to ease off. Obviously, you wouldn't expect to see sales continuing to rise by 40% annually for a prolonged period of time. And now what we're seeing is that growth in sales is closer to the 13% mark. And I think what's heartening to see is that the number of homes coming onto the market, like I say, is picking up, because that helps maintain that healthy balance between supply and demand.
And can you tell us which areas maybe seen the most growth?
I would say the mid-market for family homes is probably still performing most robustly. If you're looking at the biggest change over the last year, however, that's really towards the lower end of the market. That was the area of the market that, as we've said before, was hardest hit by the downturn back in 2008. So we are seeing a significant improvement there in the number of sales, but obviously that improvement comes from a lower base because, like I say, that was the area of the market that was hit hardest. But if you look at which area of the market is performing best for sellers, like I say, that's probably the mid-market for family homes. Those properties are selling more quickly, they're more likely to achieve home report valuation and so on.
And can you tell us how long roughly properties are spending on the market?
This year, if you look at the 3 months, the most recent 3 month period, which is what we're talking about here, from June to August, then the median selling time just now is about 5 weeks. This time last year, that figure was around 8 weeks. So that gives you a good indication of the improvement in the market for sellers. You know, like I say, properties are selling more quickly, more properties are achieving home report valuation. So that gives you a good indication of the level of improvement we've seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been a lot of hearsay about how the impending referendum might be affecting potential decisions to buy or sell property, so people might be holding off until the choice is made. Can you dispel or support that myth for us?
It's certainly human nature tends to be that in times of uncertainty we tend to delay major life-changing decisions. So, you know, not without good reason, I think there was a feeling that you might see a downturn in activity around the time of the referendum. It certainly isn't something we've seen yet. However, I mean, if you just look at the month of August itself, then the number of homes sold was higher than it was during the same month last year. Even just looking at the figures, excuse me, for the first few days of September, we've already, we're sitting here on the 5th of September, and already we've seen a couple of hundred properties going under offer within Edinburgh and the Lothians and Fife. So that gives you an indication of the level of activity that's continuing in the market. And the same is true on the supply side. We're still seeing the number of homes coming up for sale higher than it was at this stage last year. So it might be reasonable to expect a small drop in activity right around the time of the referendum, because obviously people will have other things on their mind in terms of actually getting out there and voting and such like. So you might see a slight drop off in activity actually focused around that sort of week or two around the referendum, but we would expect that to rebound fairly quickly thereafter.
So Dave, was there anything else you wanted to add to that?
I think the only other thing that's perhaps worth bringing attention to is when you look at some of the figures, when you drill down and perhaps looking at the areas where prices were growing a bit quicker. I mean, the one that springs to mind earlier in the year was Stockbridge and Cumley Bank and Marchmont, Brunsfield. You know, you were seeing average prices in those areas rise quite quickly. That now the level of inflation is starting to come down again, as you'd probably expect. expect. When people start to see a market improving significantly, you see a lot more sellers tempted back to the market and going back to that balance between supply and demand. As soon as sellers do start to come back to the market, that helps to make sure that house price inflation doesn't reach unsustainable levels, which, you know, thinking long term is definitely good for the market.
Well, thanks so much for that, and we'll catch Dave and myself again this time next month. Do visit espc.com/news for more updates of this nature, as well as just keeping up generally with what we do. That's all from us. Bye.